BBC mocked for outrageous suggestion IDF should have warned Gazans before hostage rescue mission. By Joshua Klein on June 10, 2024. The BBC is facing significant backlash because one of its reporters suggested to former Israel Defense Forces IDF spokesperson Jonathan Konarik is that the Israeli military should have warned Palestinians before conducting Saturday's daring surprise raid that rescued four hostages being held in Gaza for 8 months. During a BBC News interview on Sunday, anchor Helena Humphrey questioned the IDF's decision not to notify Palestinians before the successful rescue mission. In a high-risk joint operation on Saturday, the IDF, Shin Bet, Israel Security Agency, Yamam, Elite Police Counterterrorism Unit, and police rescued four hostages simultaneously from two nearby locations in Nusayrat, central Gaza. Would there have been a warning to those civilians, for them to get out on time? The BBC interviewer asked the former head of the IDF International Media Branch. Konarikis, who is currently a senior fellow at the Foundation for Defense of Democracies, FDD, replied by noting that any warning would have led to terrorists executing the hostages before they're being rescued, which would defeat the purpose of the mission. He also pointed to the complicity of Palestinian civilians in holding Israelis hostage. Online, the question was met with immediate criticism and mockery. "That's a great idea, give the terrorists a heads up to execute the hostages, what could possibly go wrong?" mocked former Israeli government spokesman Ilan Levy. Researcher Dr. Eli David lauded Konarikis for keeping his composure and not bursting in laughter. "These journalists live in a parallel universe," wrote the Visegrad 24 account. Republican New York City Councilwoman Ina Vernikoff highlighted the extreme standard they're holding Israel to, as well as the level of stupidity from journalists. In one of the most insane interview clips yet, and that's saying a lot in this war, a BBC reporter asked Sej Konarikis why the IDF didn't warn Palestinian civilians they were coming to the area for a rescue operations, wrote philanthropist Adam Milstein. "Reminder, many of the hostages have been held in homes of civilians paid by Hamas," he added. "We know that the BBC sinks low when it comes to Israel. But this is like continuing to dig when you're already at the bottom of the well," wrote Israeli diplomat Yaki Lopez. What next? The U.S. should have given bin Laden a heads up before raiding his hideout? Former IDF spokesperson Jonathan Konarikis did well to not burst out laughing at the BBC's ridiculous line of questioning, wrote political commentator Chris Rose. "Israel is the only country in the entire world that isn't allowed to fight terrorists without notifying them well in advance. The BBC is a despicable propaganda network," wrote media expert Dan Gaynor. "Don't hold hostages and the IDF won't come to rescue them." "I think Konarikis deserves a medal for keeping his cool. He is though a super professional, in the face of this outrageous and, quite frankly, offensive question from the BBC," wrote international human rights lawyer Arsen Ostrovsky. "And well answered, Jonathan." The IDF's operation, which has been hailed as a significant achievement, successfully rescued four hostages held in Gaza since the October 7 massacre, which saw more than 1,200 people killed and thousands injured in a series of coordinated attacks by Hamas terrorists. The majority of the victims were civilians, with dozens of American citizens among them. Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist organization, continues to hold numerous hostages, complicating Israel's rescue efforts due to the dangers and complexities of hostages being hidden in civilian areas. The discovery of civilians holding hostages has intensified discussions on Palestinian civilian complicity in Hamas actions. Numerous videos and photos from October 7 show Palestinians celebrating the massacre, greeting executioners as heroes, burning Israeli cars, rallying, distributing sweets, firing guns, and participating in violence and looting. The BBC exchange comes during ongoing criticisms of the British network's coverage of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, with critics arguing that the broadcaster often demonstrates a bias against Israel and fails to hold Hamas accountable for its actions. The BBC has also faced accusations of bias over its editorial stances toward Israel, notably refusing to label Hamas as a terrorist organization, instead referring to its members merely as fighters, gunmen, or militants. In 2021, the Media Monitoring Group Committee for Accuracy in Middle East Reporting and Analysis, Camera, accused the BBC, which ranked third on a global anti-Semitism top 10 list, beaten only by Iran and Hamas, of normalizing Jew hate in 26 separate instances during its coverage of Israel's war with Gaza-based terror groups. That same year, a BBC Palestinian specialist was reported to have pronounced that Hitler was right and that Israel was more Nazi than Hitler. In 2022, the BBC apologized for its years-long record of ignoring complaints about anti-Israel bias and anti-Semitism in its Arab language department. Earlier that year, a top British rabbi resigned from the network after 30 years, citing the broadcaster's incurable anti-Semitism. Following the October 7 massacre, former Israeli Prime Minister Naftali Bennett charged that the BBC lacks moral clarity and has demonstrated a clear bias in favor of Gaza. In May, former director of BBC Television Danny Cohen accused the publicly funded broadcaster of holding an egregious anti-Israel bias and failing to uphold its commitment to impartiality in its coverage of the Middle East conflict. Cohen pointed to statements from regional reporters that the BBC News Arabic service hired as having mimed the language you would hear from a Hamas spokesman, adding, "Our license fees are paying the wages of people who celebrated the rape and slaughter of men, women and children." Israeli satire TV program mocks BBC News for its coverage of Israel's assault on Gaza. pic.twitter.com/zayov/wwldz. Hotspot, at Hotspot Hotspot, October 27, 2023. Israeli comedians have mocked the BBC for its pro-Palestinian, anti-Israel bias in several sketches, one of which featured a satirical interview of Gaza-based Hamas terrorist leader Yahya Sinwar. Joshua Klein is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jklein@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter @JoshuaKlein.